The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
I'm Grant Ashley in for Jay Moran. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Buffalo is recommending that 10 parishes in the Genesee-Wyoming Vicariate shut down for good. According to a statement from the diocese, the churches recommended for closure include 5 in Genesee County, 3 in Wyoming County, and 2 more in Erie County. The slate of planned closures is just the latest in the diocese's plan to close approximately 54 of its 160 parishes, and it comes on the heels of announced closures for other parts of western New York. Reverend Brian Zelmeski is one of the clergy members organizing the closures. He said at a press conference last month that the diocese was taking driving distance into account when determining which parishes to close.
The geography was one of those key factors. And looking at our rural communities, transportation, so frankly, looking at how far do people drive to go shopping, that's typically the amount of mileage that we would expect people to be able to drive for participation in the sacraments. So we looked at factors that are out there already to help guide us in making these recommendations.
Diocesan officials say the closures are in response to bankruptcy proceedings brought on by hundreds of sex abuse claims against clergy, falling church attendance, declining clergy membership, and high property costs. Groups of parishes, which are called families, have until July 15th to propose alternative plans. Relatives of the 3 individuals who died when an Amtrak train hit their car last month are filing a petition against the city of North Tonawanda and the city's police department in state Supreme Court. The petition was filed by relatives of 2 of the victims, 6-year-old Romari Geldar and 66-year-old Olive Geldar, and reveals new details about the crash. The petition claims that the victim's vehicle didn't finish crossing the railroad tracks because it was being blocked by multiple police cars on the other side. Railroad gates then lowered, trapping the vehicle on the tracks. The relatives of the victims are asking the court to force North Tonawanda and the North Tonawanda police to turn over police reports, radio and phone communications, surveillance footage, and other documents from the day of the crash. Attorneys representing the relatives had tried to obtain the documents through the Freedom of Information Law, but the city of North Tonawanda declined their request. And healthcare workers at 4 Western New York nursing homes are postponing a strike after making progress at the bargaining table. Workers were supposed to start striking today at Absolute Care nursing homes in Allegheny, East Aurora, Orchard Park, and Westfield. But a spokesperson for the healthcare union 1199 SEIU said they decided to postpone the strike after, quote, some movement in negotiations yesterday. Union officials had previously alleged that Absolute Care is bargaining in bad faith. The union has filed 3 unfair labor practice complaints with the National Labor Relations Board against the company.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Nearly 1 year after a Niagara Falls man drowned in the Lockport Cave and underground boat tour, state lawmakers passed 2 bills to put the State Department of Parks in charge of regular inspections of the attraction. The Lockport Cave had operated for years with irregular inspections. Yesterday in Lockport, Republican lawmakers urged Governor Kathy Hochul to sign the legislation, which passed both houses of the state legislature with bipartisan support. State Senator Robert Ort says the legislation won't bring Harshad Shah back to his loved ones, but it is the right thing to do moving forward.
If nothing else, maybe something positive came out of that tragedy, that maybe in the future someone else will not be injured or potentially worse as a result of this kind of attraction. But at the end of the day, it was the right thing to do. It had to get done. There was clearly a hole in the legal definitions, which left a hole in the law, which obviously led to a hole in inspections and oversight.
11 others were injured in last summer's accident. One day later, the Lockport Cave was deemed unsafe due to electrical issues. The cave remains temporarily closed. The Western New York Peace Center is calling on the defense and aerospace company Northrop Grumman to stop supplying arms to Israel and other countries that the group says have committed war crimes. About 15 activists rallied outside a Northrop Grumman facility in Amherst to protest. Victoria Ross helped organize the demonstration. She says that sending arms overseas isn't benefiting most Americans.
The war machine of the United States is not working to our benefit. And that, as Dr. King said, the greatest purveyor of violence in the world is our own government. So we're actually paying for these systems that are going as so-called foreign aid to Israel, to other countries.
The group planned to deliver a letter to company officials. Northrop Grumman Security responded by patrolling the grounds near the protest and posting no trespassing signs at its entrance.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.